Thank you, Jane. There's one thing I can say tonight, that God's been good. He's been good to me. And I tell you, if we just obey God a little bit tonight, I believe that he'll do something in the midst. I believe he'll come down, Shema, Sunday, Shema, Haya. I believe he'll come down in the midst tonight, and I believe he'll bless his people. I believe he'll open the windows of heaven. I believe he'll pour us out a blessing that we won't be able to contain it all. All we have to do is obey him just a little bit tonight, and I believe he'll do something.
Praise the Lord.
He'll do something for us.
Praise God.
It's glad to be here tonight. Glad to be here. If y'all have your Bible, turn with me to Revelations. Revelations. I know there's been a lot of preaching out of Revelations here lately. Turn with me to Revelations chapter 3. I'm going to start with verse 14, and I'm going to go through probably 22, and it reads like this: "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write these things, says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art rich, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness did not appear. And anoint thy eye and rise, that thou mayest see. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me, and he with me." Brother, one of the brothers in here tonight, pray with a message. Brother Horace, your prayer with a message tonight, brother.
Father, touch us tonight, God. Take this message and use it tonight, Lord. The Word of God, what's going to stand these last days? Help us to hold on, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. I want to preach a message. You know, when I went downstairs the other day, it was Wednesday night, brother. I went downstairs to get a drink of water. When I come back up, I'm just saying this because the Lord spoke to me. I came back up and there was a track over there. It said, "Look once." I walked on over there and I stood behind it. I looked in that other track thing and it didn't have it. I had to stand there about 5 or 10 minutes. I walked back over there and I picked up that track. On the oneness. I'm telling you tonight, these many churches that is lukewarm tonight. I don't want to be lukewarm. You know, it says lukewarmness. Here's the definition: is having or showing little zeal or enthusiasm in this. I'm telling you tonight, these are a cure for lukewarmness. These are a cure for it. But I want to read a few notes tonight, and it takes me just a few minutes to lay a foundation, and then we'll see what the Lord wants to do tonight. Just bear with me just a few minutes here. It says right here on this track that I picked up the other night, it says, "All sin invite us around with God.
Right.
As we look over the list of sins, catalog in the Word of God, we find that all of them call the forth of the indication of God. However, the text clearly reveals that in fact, the sin of lukewarmness affects God in a special sense. This is the only sin recorded that causes God to become sick. I tell you, he does the sick. We conclude from the judgment pronounced upon the one who is guilty of this sin that it must be an awful sin. We may then ask, why is this sin so repulsive to God? First, it is sickening because it is so respectable. There are sins that belong exclusively to the world. For instance, we never expect to see one of God's professed children coming from the house of ill fame or wallowing in his own vomit because of becoming intoxicated or committing any of the other sins considered to be loathsome. However, many of our brethren are being dragged down by the sin of lukewarmness because it is so respectable. The Word admires a man who lives a moral life, but they shun the one who is impelled by divine fire. They look upon the one who lives a clean moral life as one to be respected. But the one endued with a holy fire and declaring that the life they now live is not of themselves, but of Christ. This class of the all spirit of the earth. Thus, the sin of lukewarmness has become respectful because of respectability. Is there in the foundation of God's church, the sin applies, just bear with me, applies only to those who were come, who were once, excuse me, only to those who were once on fire for God and never in charge to the drunkard of the reprobates, and affects only the children of God. Perhaps someone will say that I am not guilty. Let him that thinks that he standeth take heed lest he fall. The truth is, the hotter we have been, the greater does the sin be for us. Those who have been partakers of the Lord's Holy Ghost and fire are the very ones who must keep the fire burning lest it go wild. I'm telling you tonight, that's the cure. We need to keep the Holy Ghost fire. We need to keep it burning with our soul. I'm telling you, you take water, and when the water takes and says still, it'll snag me. I'm telling you, we have to keep the water. We need to keep it bubbling. We need to keep the fire burning. We need to keep it ablaze. I'm telling you, it's up to me. It's up to you to keep the fire burning in their life. I'm telling you, we need to enter into a closet. We need to enter in. We need to pray to our Heavenly Father in secret, and our Heavenly Father with sins and secrets shall reward us openly. I'm telling you tonight, we got to have a relationship if you're going to be lukewarm. I'm telling you, a lukewarm Christian, he's going to nauseate out of his stomach, and he's going to spew you out in a great tribulation period. He's going to nauseate him at his stomach, and he's going to spew you out. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire for God. I'm telling you, my word tells me the fire of God, it'll always be burning upon the altar. I'm telling you tonight, he wants to consume the sacrifice.
Yeah.
He wants to consume me. He wants to set you ablaze.
Yeah.
He wants to set you ablaze. This pulpit to the pew, Lord help me. I want to be a fiery Christian.
Right.
You know, so many times, I used to say it years ago, you can take a hot fire coal, as long as it stays with the other embers. The other embers is the church. As long as we stay in the church, brother, we can stay ablaze. But you can take one hot coal out and set it by itself. That is going to start getting lukewarm. And it's going to start getting cold. And before you know it, you're going to be out of church.
Yeah.
I want to be on fire.
Yes.
I want to be on fire.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that's what the Lord wants. He wants somebody that's burning up for him. That's what he wants tonight.
Yes.
Just bear with me. I didn't get in my pants. Good.
Bless him, Lord.
Just bear with me. You know, 2 Timothy 1 and 6 says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that I stir up the gift of God which is in thee by putting on mine. I'm telling you, we need to stir it up. We need to stir up that gift that's within us. It's deep within. You know, Christ said, anybody believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his belly, out of his innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water.
Right.
Of living water.
Right.
I tell you, that's what he wants this church to be. He wants it to be a powerhouse. He wants it to be on fire. I tell you, each and every time I come through the doors of the house of God, I can feel a sweet, sweet spirit. I can see the Lord want to move. He want to do a work in our midst. All we need to do is step out and obey God.
Right.
You know, my Bible tells me obedience is better to sacrifice.
Right.
It's better to obey than it is to sacrifice.
Right.
Right. Luke wonders. There's a tear. There's a tear.
Let's see more.
First Timothy 4:14-15. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, which was a lion on the hands of the presbyterian. Meditate upon those things. Meditate. Oh, Lord, meditate and pray about these things. And thyself, holy to them, and their professions that probably may affect to all. I'm telling you, I want to meditate on the things of God.
Right.
I want my meditation to be on the things of God tonight. You know, so many times, you know, there's a thought that comes to the mind. We got to test it out. We got to test that thought out. Bring all your thoughts to the subjection of the obedience of Christ. We got to cast down all the old thoughts that come against our mind. I'm telling you tonight, I want to be a perfect meditation on God. No more than it was when the psalmist David, I think it was the psalmist David, he said, "That's that heart panteth after the water brooks. I told him, my heart thirsteth after thee, O God." That's a cure for lukewarmness. When you got a thirst, when you got a hunger, my Bible tells me, a man or a woman, the hunger, the thirst, that's the righteousness. The same shall be filled. He says, shall. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say might be. He said he shall be filled.
Yes.
You know, my Lord, my God, he knows no good thing to the man who walks up righteously before him.
Right. Bless him, Lord.
Walk up righteously before him. He's a rewarder. He's a rewarder. Let me turn back here to Ezekiel. I might preach a little bit, Lord, be my helper.
Bless the Lord.
Might I give you 1 hour and a half? I tell you, when you've been where I've been in the last few weeks, you can feel it when you get back here, brother.
Right.
Thank God for
bless the Lord.
Ezekiel 4:7. I want to go 1-5. This is also that cure to lukewarmness. After he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, water issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the water came down from under from the right side of the house and the south side of the altar. Then he brought me out of the way of the gate northward and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looked eastward. And behold, there ran out water on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the water. The water was up to my ankles. And again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the water. The water was to the knees. And again, he measured 1,000 and he brought me through the water. And it was through the loins. After he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the water for the river, waters to swim in, rivers that cannot be passed over. I'm telling you, that's what I want. I want to get into that river that you can swim in. You're looking at a man tonight when the Lord saved me. I got an ankle deep water, Brother Sonny.
I got an ankle deep. I came to the Lord, sanctified me, and I went on up to my neck. Then I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I waded on out in the water that I could swim in. That's why I want tonight. I want water that I can swim in. And I said, here the lukewarm is right there. It's waiting out. Step right into the water. Way out a little bit deeper. Way 5 feet in the water of His love. That's what we need to do tonight. That's what we have to do. Way out.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Way out tonight.
All right.
You know, Bob, he's gone on to be with the Lord now. And I tell you, I heard the same many times. He said, Frankie, he said, when I got saved, he said, I just waited out just a little bit. Just got over my ankles. But I got sanctified and stood over the neck. And he said, when he got into the waters, he just went again. That's what he wanted. I'm telling you, it's there for the child of God. It's there for you.
All right.
Seek His face. Seek His face when He may be found. Call upon Him when He's near. It's time to seek the Lord thy God who will rain righteousness upon you.
Right. Bless the Lord.
That's the cure for lukewarmness.
Right.
That's the cure.
Right.
Being on fire, that's the cure, brother.
Yes.
I'll tell you how you get on fire. It's when you go into them secret places. Psalms 91 says, a man that gets in the secret places of the Most High, he shall abide. He shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm telling you, that's a cure for lukewarmness right there. There's a abide in Him. I tell you, it says in John chapter 15, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Bless the
Lord. Fire with me.
Bless the Lord.
Fire with me just a little while. See what the Lord wants to do here shortly. You know what, I brought this out. But it says in Luke, John 7:37-38, Jesus said in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, said, if any man thirst, let him come, try and meet and drink. Or be thirsty tonight. And he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm telling you, that river flows. It keeps flowing. It's springing up tonight. That river's springing up to the everlasting line.
Right.
I'm telling you, that river never runs dry.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I thank God for something you can touch every once in a while.
Right.
That's why I want you.
Bless the Lord.
I got a note right here I wanted to read under John 7:38. For the gift of the Spirit is given to believers. They will experience an overflowing life.
Right.
They live in water. When it flows out from deep within the believers to others. Deep within the believer to others. A ministry spirit. Deep within the believer to others. That's by way.
Bless the Lord.
Well, I don't quote some of this, but I'm going to turn on over to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Read a little bit here. You know, this is Jesus speaking, but I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband.
Yes.
Every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the words which I have spoken with you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch not bear forth of itself, except to abide in the vine. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth. It brings forth now much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
Right.
That lukewarm man, he ain't going to bring forth fruit like that. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is wildered, and being gathered, they will cast them into the fire, they will burn. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Here it is, my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciple. As the Father loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. If I have kept my Father's commandments,
right,
and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy not remain in you, and that your joy not be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Better have one man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Right.
You have not chosen me, verse 16, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain. That so whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
Right.
I tell you, that's another cure for lukewarmness. If we abide in Christ, we ain't gonna be lukewarm. I tell you what makes a man lukewarm. It's when he's got his eyes on things of the world. He got his eyes on the left field or on the right field. But I want to keep my eyes focused. I want to keep my eyes looking straight. I got my eyes there on the mark of the high call of God. I tell you, I got it on that mark of name. I got my eyes on Jesus. I tell you, when you start taking your eyes off Jesus and you start looking around, you're going to get in trouble. I tell you, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. And that way we'll be all right.
Right.
We'll be all right tonight.
Right.
You know, so many times, you know, I don't know if I was going this way, but I'm way on out. That's just like Peter. You know, when he was on the boat there, and Jesus was coming to him walking on the sea, and they thought it was a spirit, and they cried out. And Peter said, he said, "Bid me to come to you." He said, "Come." I tell you, old Peter, he got off that boat and he began to walk with Jesus. And he started looking around. And I tell you, that the waves and everything was boisterous against that boat. And he began to sink. And he said, "Lord, save me. I perish." I'm telling you, the Lord picked him up right there. And he put him back on the boat. And when the gospel said immediately, the boat was at shore. I'm telling you tonight, that's what kind of God I serve. As long as you stay on fire for him, as long as you stay praying up for him, he's going to do a work for you.
Right.
He's going to work for you.
More.
I'm going to tell you another cure for lukewarmness just popping through my head. Jeremiah 33:3, he said, "Call on me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I tell you, I want to see some great and mighty things. We can see them here in the last days. We can see it in the last church, if we just keep the faith.
Right.
I tell you, my brother, he said he's seen legs grow back, and I believe it tonight. I'm telling you, we can see the same thing if we just keep our mind on God and don't get lukewarm. Just stay on fire from him. We can see some things too.
Right.
Why do you say that tonight, preacher? I tell you, my Bible tells me he's the same today, tomorrow, forevermore.
Right.
He don't change. Men change. You know, I tell you why you don't see miracles like you used to see. People got clouds. Unbelief over their head. Old cloud hangs about their head. Unbelief. It's time to push that old cloud back. It's time to push it up over your head.
Right.
He can still do it. That same one that walked the sacred shores of Galilee, the same one that healed Peter's mother-in-law, is the same one. He can touch you tonight.
Right.
I'm telling you, the same one that touched the woman with the issue of blood, he can touch you tonight. If you just have faith, I'm telling you, you got faith tonight as a grain of mustard seed. You can say to this 6 feet, be like puffed up and put it right in a younger place. And shall that God in your heart, it shall be done.
Right. Praise the Lord.
But that ain't for the lukewarm man. That's one that's exercising faith. That's the word of one on the front line. That's the word of one that's fired up.
Right.
We can see things. We can see things. I tell you, about a year or so ago, I seen a fellow run over a few in the church. The way he would buckle down. Under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, there's a bunch of women sitting on the right side of the church. A little old short fellow, he was preaching. Before you know it, he just shoom, brought it over. But in the middle of that night, preacher, he was on fire for God. He wasn't lukewarm. He was getting along with God. I'm telling you tonight, we need to get blown. You know that Jesus, he got by himself in solitary places. There was one place in the gospel where he prayed all night, I think.
Right.
If the Lord had to pray, don't you think we need to pray to keep on fire for him? That's just why there's a garden to send me. Right there, there's a garden. When he comes to kneel down on the rock, and he started praying, and he says he sweat, turned, and great drops of blood fall to the ground. I'm telling you, if he had to pray, and I didn't ask the Lord and Father, we got to do some praying. We got to do some fasting. We got to be doing some looking at him to keep on fire.
That's right. That's
right.
If we don't, we're going to go out.
Right.
We're going to go out. You're going to go out. Fall down to it. You know, I'm just like the old song says, he pans out of life to be all alone with Christ my Lord. But I can tell him about my troubles all alone. He's pans out of life to be with the sanctified bliss. I tell you, it always pays to be alone. It always pays.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't want no part of lukewarmness, no part of stagnation. You know, I was laying up right in the Greenville hospital room right after I come out of surgery. I was looking at the window, and I told Tracy, I said, the Lord's so good. He's so good to me.
Right.
And I tell you, it was just a few seconds. The Holy Ghost started speaking in a heavenly language. He's speaking in a holy language, strengthening me and comforting me. He was telling me everything's going to be all right. And I even told my wife, Patricia, I said, open the Bible, get him Psalms 103. And I tell you, it's all about the benefits of God. He said, I'm the one that healeth thee, son. I'm the one that healeth thee.
Right.
And he's the healer. And he's my redeemer tonight. And I look to him.
Yes.
I look at the hills that cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord tonight. Yes. It comes down from him.
Praise God.
All I have to do is keep praying and keep seeking God.
Yes.
He keep pouring these blessings upon me. He keep pouring upon me. I tell you, I thank God tonight where he's brought me from.
Yes.
He's brought me a long way.
Yes.
And I want to tell you tonight, these times, I even thought maybe I might be getting lukewarm, kind of go cold. I don't want to be like that. The Bible says, you know, I read it, take heed not lest you can fall. You know, the Bible tells you a righteous man will fall seven times, but he'll get back up. He'll get back up. So many times, Brother Sonny, I try to do it on my own, but I can't do it.
That's right.
It takes the Lord, and by his grace, I stand. You know, my Bible tells me when you go out to stand tonight, he just stand
yes,
and see the salvation of God. I don't know why it's going this way tonight, but that's a cure for lukewarmness.
Yes.
There's a cure.
Yes.
Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
Yes.
Lean not in thy own understanding, all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path.
Yes.
He's going to direct my path of a man that diligently seeks him. A footsteps of a good man or a good woman are ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
Each and every footsteps you take tonight, they ordained by God. You know, it was ordained for me to come down here a couple of months ago to the Paradise Street Church of God. It was ordained. I'm telling you, I thank God. I was obedient to the voice. I was obedient where the Lord warned me. I was listening to the voice of God. And I thank God for tonight because these footsteps were ordered.
Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Lord.
These altars are open tonight. These altars are open for you. You know, I can preach and I can preach, but the main part of it, brother, is when we get around these altars.
Right.
Here's where the work's done. Dress up my piece. The preachers are just behind the second desk. We dress up our pieces. We dress vessels.
Right.
The ones we use to God.
Right.
But where your help comes from is right here. If you feel like you've been a little cold, you feel like you've been going a little cold, these altars are open.
They open.
Please come.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Don't let the enemy, the words against your soul, keep you from praying tonight.
Oh,
you know, you can speak to that man, but you don't need to go pray. But I'm telling you, we all need to pray. That's how we draw closer.
He holds the
you know, Jesus, the Lord says the word that he said, draw nigh to God. And it's all night.
His word, the living, yes.
The men that said that for God tonight, resist the devil and he'll flee from you.
Away from grace. I can walk away tonight. I can take my own self out.